Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray, for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the eighth day of the month of Teves. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in our daily email, including the four children that we've been collectively davening for some time, Yoshua Heschel, Ben Nechama Devorah, Pesach Bitzalel, Ben Chaya Batsheva, Alina Orna, Bas Chen Chana, and Raya Bas Michal. May they and all in need have a refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind all of our precious brothers and sisters who are still being held underneath Gaza for well over 450 days now, but they speedily please be returned home to their families today. This program is generously sponsored by Leslie Botnick for a complete healing for Klal Yisrael and a speedy end of the war. Amen, and thank you so much for your generosity as well. To all of our listeners on the West Coast here in America, especially in the Los Angeles area, our thoughts on tefillos are certainly with you, and that the winds blow in whatever the correct direction be, and that they're able to put out the fires, but we certainly have all of you in mind. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Eli Weinstock of the Jewish Center of Atlantic Beach in Atlantic Beach, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Weinstock slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are Psalms 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. The Tehillim will be followed by Achinu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Weinstock will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaberach for Adir Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shuyim, those are still held captive. And finally, concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, where he will pause and enable and allow each of us to insert the names of all those in need of a Refuah Shalema. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. I do know that our archives, our recordings are backlogged, and it's really on me, but it's on me. And I apologize to everyone who has been trying to access our recordings. The good news is that I have a meeting tomorrow up in New York and New Jersey, with one of our team members who is going to take on that project to get all of them uploaded and edited. So bear with us for a little bit longer, and we will have all of those recordings up to date on the website. With that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Weinstock.
Good day, everyone. It's a pleasure to be with you once again. And this week, our parsha, our Torah portion begins with one of the best words possible, Vayechi, which translates literally in, and he lived. It's a parsha to life, l'chaim. And as we saw several portions back with the portion of Chaye Sarah, the life of our matriarch Sarah, it seems that the Torah has a way of inserting the word life when it comes to the end of someone's life. And here it's Vayechi Yaakov, Jacob lived. And then shortly it tells us then Jacob, his life ends. But in a very unique way, the Torah describes Jacob's end without using the word, and he died. It mentions that he gathers his children, he blesses them. At the end of his life, he stops and he is gathered amongst his people. But the word mate, the word for death, is not there. And our sages touch upon this and notice that the end of Yaakov's life does not include the word death. And the Talmud says, Yaakov Avinu lo mate, our patriarch Jacob did not die. But he's gone, and he's embalmed, and he's buried, and he's brought to the cave of the patriarchs and matriarchs for burial. So did he die or not? And so, as it was with the legacy of Sarah, and that her passing is really Chaye Sarah, the life and her legacy, here too, the Jewish tradition learns lessons about impact and about vitality and about continuity and the fact that there's a type of a life that transcends the physical, that transcends even the mortal. And Yaakov's physical life ended, but his passing and his legacy provide insight into how we can, on some level, defy death. We can't stop the physical end, but we can defy death and not letting it define the end of our impact on this world. As the Talmud says about Yaakov, our patriarch Jacob, Mazaro b'chayim, afu b'chayim. Just as his children are alive, so too Jacob himself remains alive. There's a next generation that can continue. And it's not only about the biological children and grandchildren that are left behind. It's about having influence. Jacob himself had children. Jacob himself had grandchildren. In many ways, he's the prototypical first Jewish grandfather, the way he relates to his grandchildren, Menashe and Ephraim in particular. But there's an ability to become people of impact who will be remembered after the present stop. Some of us remember very well a first grade teacher, a college professor, a rabbi who was influential in our development. And Rabbi Joseph Soloveitchik puts it very well in an essay that when it comes to Jews, Jewish boys and girls, Abraham is not a mythical figure, but an ever-present inspiration. They live through his trials and tribulations. They travel with him from Syria, the land of Israel. They feel the fear and trembling of Isaac at the Akedah. They escape with Jacob to Haran. They're in prison with Joseph in the pit. They sing with King David. They laugh with Rabbi Akiva. They meditate with the Rambam. These figures are not dead or historical have-beens for the children of the Jewish schools or the adults of tradition, but dynamic living heroes who visit the Jew from time to time, bring him comfort, inspiration, and hope. Jacob lived because we still are the children of Jacob, we're the Bnei Yisrael. We can defy death by being people of influence and impact. And I think that there's another strategy for living the death-defying life. And that's the idea of living a life of chiyut, of passion. Some people sleepwalk through life. Some people are not very passionate. They're more reasoned, rational people. But vayechi Yaakov, the way to have a more dynamic life is to have a passion. What is our passion? What is it that gets us excited? Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch notes that in our Parsha, Shimon and Levi don't receive a blessing from Jacob because of their violent actions in Shechem. But Rabbi Hirsch suggests that sometimes when we're challenged, we need a little Shimon and Levi. We need their intensity and passion. Rabbi Hirsch says, especially Jews in the diaspora, when confronting the challenges of the society around them or the haters around them, we need a little Shimon and Levi. We need a little anger. We need a little energy. We need a little passion in order to continue, in order to survive. The Hasidic Rebbe, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev, was searching for a new community to settle in with his Hasidim, his disciples. In one town he visited, the residents there were no fans of the Hasidic movement. And when the Hasidic rabbi and his students arrived, they started throwing eggs at the rabbi and his followers. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak turned to his Hasidim and said, "Here we shall stay." In response to their startled reaction, he said, "At least the people here are not apathetic. They show a passion for their cause. Please don't take this as a recommendation to throw eggs at anybody. But we make life more vibrant, impactful, meaningful if we add and live with a healthy dose of passion." And vayechi, life continues, and we defy death when we share something of ourselves with others. The good life of celebrating our blessings, of our passion, of being impactful, becomes more meaningful when we share what we have with those around us. The word for life in Hebrew is chayim, as we say, l'chayim, to life. But that word in Hebrew is plural. The word chai is alive, but the word for life is chayim, which is the plural form of the Hebrew word. But the word chayim is the word for a singular life. Our individual life is elevated and meaningful when we share with another. And I think this can be where the practice of l'chaim draws its origins. The idea of l'chaim is a declaration made to someone else that things will be okay. Its initial origins with the fact come from the Talmud, where the discussion centers around the deliberations for in a capital murder trial if the person would be sentenced to death or not. And when the judges would deliberate what the verdict should be, if they wanted to acquit, they would say, l'chaim, to life. So when we invoke our l'chaims, we're not passing judgment or deliberating any crimes, but l'chaim is a declaration made towards someone else that they should live the happy life, the good life, the blessed life. And so a way for us to defy death and to ensure our lives continue with meaning and with impact is to declare l'chaim, want to see the best in others. We can't stop the clock. Time stands still for no person. All good things come to an end. But we can certainly ensure that our impact in our lives and our purpose can continue if we become those people who will be remembered fondly for the impact that we've had, if we live with a little bit of passion, and certainly share our blessings with others in a meaningful, powerful way, l'chaim. And hopefully that is the type of life we all should be blessed with, for us, our families, our communities, and the entire world, l'chaim. Move on to the Tehillim for today. L'mnatzeach mizmor l'David, Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohe Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha mikodesh umitzion yisadeka, Yizkor kol minchosecha v'yolascha yadash nesela, Yitem lecha chilvavecha v'chol atascha yimalei, Meranina b'shuasecha, U'v'shem Eloheinu nidgol yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ato yodati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho yaneu, Mishmei kodsho, Yigvoros yesha yimino, Eilev v'recha ve'ilev asusim v'anachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Emakaru v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'an yisodad. Adonai hoshia ha'melech ya'anenu v'yom karim. Mizmor l'David, Adonai ro'i lo echzar. V'noz desher yarbitzeni, almei menuchos yena'aleni. Nafshi yishovev, yancheni v'magle tzedek l'man shemo. Gam ki eilech v'geik talmoves lo irara ki ato imodi. Shiftecho mishantecha heimo yenachamuni. Ta'aroch lefanai shulcha neged sorarai. Mishantev Hashem en roshi kosi rivaya. Ach tov b'chesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayai. Mishafi beveis Adonai li'orech yamim. Shir la ma'alos. Esoinai el heharim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai yosei shamayim v'orez. Ayitena motraglecha ayanum shomrecha, hine lo yanu velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha, yad yeminecha. Yoma mashemesh lo yakeka viyareach baloila, Adonai yishmorcha mikora, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeizcha uvoecha meata, v'yad ola. Shir hama'alos, mimamakim kurasicha Adonai. Adonai shimo v'koli tiyem eznecha kashuvos v'kol tachanunoi. Im avonot kishmar yah Adonai mi ya'amod. Im chas lichol ma'an tivarei. Yivisi Adonai kivso nafshi v'lid horo hocholti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim l'boker, shomrim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai kim Adonai ha'chesed v'harbeim ufidus. Nehu yifdes Yisrael mikol avonosov. Maskil David v'yosov amoros filo. Koli el Adonai ezo, koli el Adonai eschanon. Eshkolf lefanov sichi tzorosi lefanov agid. Bishatefo lairuchi v'yata yodata nesivosi. Biorach zu ahalech tonu fachli. Habet yomin reven li makir, avad manos mimeni in doresh lenafshi. Zohak b'elecho Adonai amarti ato machsi, telki b'eret hachayim. Akshiva el minosi hidalosi miod, atzileni meirot pai ki omsu mimeni. Hotzia mi maskir nafshi lehodot eshemecha, b'yachpiru tzadikim ki sigmol olai. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim batzorov ha'shivyo, Om Divin Bayam Uvain Bayabasha. Amakom Yirachem Aleihem Yotziem Yitzara Lirvacha. Umeafelo Yora. Mishibu Ligula. Ashra Bagalov Yizman Kariv Minomar Amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. Misha Berach Avotenu Avraham Yitzhak V'Yaakov V'Yivarech Et Chayalei Tzva Hagana L'Yisrael V'Anshei Kochot HaBitachon Omdim Al Mishmar Arzenu V'Yarei Eloheinu Migvul Habano Me'ad Midbar Mitzrayim Min Hayam Hagadol Adavo HaArava U'Lechol Makom Sheheim V'Yabasha Ba'Avir U'Vayam Yiten Adonai Toivenu Hakamim Oleinu Nigafim Lifneihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzil Et Chayaleinu Mikol Tzara V'Tzuka Mikol Nega U'Machala Yishlach Baruch Ha'Vatzlacha B'Chol Ma'aseh Yideihem Yad Bersoneinu Tachdeihem V'Yaturim B'Cheter Yeshua U'Ateret Nitzachon ויקוים בהם הכתוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם ההולך עמכם, וילחם לכם עם אויביכם, והושיע אתכם, ונאמר, אמן. מי שברך אבותינו, אברהם יצחק ויעקב, יוסף, משה ואהרון, דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וישמור וינצור את נדרי צבא ההגנה לישראל ושבויו, את כל אחינו הנתונים בצורה והשביה. בעבור שכל הקהל הקדוש הזה מתפלל בעבורם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם ויוצא מחושך וצמוות ומוסרותיהם ינתק ומצוקותיהם יושיעם. ישיבי מהירה לחיק משפחותיהם. יודו לאדוני חסו ונפלאותיו לבני אדם ויחויים בהם מקרא שכתוב. ופדויי אדוני ישובון ובהוציאו ממינה ושמחת עולם על ראשם. ששון ושמחה יסידו ונסו יגון בענחה ונאמר אמן. מי שברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב משה ואהרון דוד ושלמה ויברך וירפא אס. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, מחמימם ואפוסם, להחזיקם, להחיוסם. ישלח להם ערפו שלמה מן השמיים, בכל איבריהם וידיהם, בסוף שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש, רפואת הגוף, אשרה בגולו ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Weinstock. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in the year to Hashem, in the very near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow, Thursday, at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world.